Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local scene in Georgia and around the Southeast region, as well as interviews with the newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
The only wrestling show not focusing on Glenn Beck. This is Georgia Wrestling Now with your host from the award-winning WrestlingWithPopCulture.com, Mr. Jonathan Williams.
Thank you. Thank you. That is Team All You Can Eat's Matt Hankins. And I did extend an offer to Glenn Beck, and I didn't really.
he's on tonight right after Lance Dream. So we're
yes.
To get some things handled.
That's right. We'll see if he calls. but what a weekend it was for Georgia wrestling. I read Larry Goodman's reports, and I guess this is a Bill Barron's report from Anarchy, but I know there are new Anarchy tag team champions in the Vandal and Gnosticism, and Jacob Ashworth made an impressive return at Alternative Pro Wrestling in Royston with a victory over former APW champion Strychnine. And we will be talking to Jacob a little later in the show. What else went on this weekend?
I finally made it to Deep Southern Championship Wrestling up in Blue Ridge after I've claimed I was going to this thing and that thing and have never gone, and as soon as I got there and saw the show, I kicked myself for not going before. It's a much shorter ride than I expected it to be, and, you know, the building is just perfect for the number of people they draw, the setup as well, production's good, everything about the show as well, and it was the big tag tournament, so you had a lot of the local guys from that promotion taking on some guys from sort of outside and around. I know the Washington Bullets were there, and they've been there a few times, but and then you had Jagged Edge and Shane Marks there, and then Rick Michaels and Bobby Hayes, Beauty and the Beast, were there as well. So the card was pretty stacked, and then the Movement was there as well, which I don't know much about them, but they're a younger team kind of making a name for themselves. And they actually ended up winning the whole thing, so they beat the Bullets in the finals. But it was a fine show, and I think that's going to be out on DVD at some point. So if you get a chance to check it out, I strongly recommend doing so.
Who are the members of the Movement? I've heard of that.
I cannot recall their names at the moment.
Okay.
There was a lot going on that night. I know they're young dudes, and I think I believe that tournament might have been for the AIWF titles.
Okay. Yeah, think I may have seen them at some point. I just it's hard to keep track of all of it.
Yeah, good young team, a lot of good mix of older guys, younger guys, but everything on it was spot on.
No, that's good to hear. I have not yet made it up there. It's a bit of a trek for me, but they always look like interesting shows, and they have the talent for sure whenever I see the cards for... Do they only do themey shows like that? I know we talked to the Cyrus guy when they were having the big man tournament, the heavyweight tournament, and this was a tag tournament, so do they do just regular shows, or is each show like a special event like that?
They do a good number of those kind of special event shows, but I think for the lion's share, they have a regular roster that they run, you know, just kind of regular, your standard stock and trade wrestling show.
Right.
I mean, you're not far from the Apple Capital of Georgia, so, I mean, shit, what's not to like? Just some cider. There's a litany of barbecue restaurants. You can stop off at the Grape Orchard. I mean, go to the mountain.
Sounds like a nice day trip.
Well, it is. And I don't know, did you hear the news about Peach State as well?
I heard Shane Knowles has made an announcement that he's returning, and they have a big show this Saturday for the Battle Bowl.
And I do believe that's in a different building.
Oh, are they moving back to the previous venue, or have they found...
I think it's another place. I'm not 100% sure on all the details. You know, you hear things here and there, but I think they've moved again. So if you were planning on going to that show, and it's a pretty big one, make sure you know where you're going.
Well, I do know if you go to gwhnews.com, there is a video of Shane Knowles, and I'm sure he addresses that as well as his return and various other things. I just haven't had a chance to watch it yet. And I feel like a bad wrestling show host. I didn't go see any wrestling over the weekend, but I did watch a good bit of the WCW Best of Monday Nitro Volume 2, which includes Medusa dropping the WWF women's title in the garbage, and I forgot that happened in Augusta, Georgia, so that is a part of the rest.
She must have salvaged it from the trash before they took it out, though.
Yeah, when we talked to her last year, she told us she still has it. I'm sure it went to commercial and she took her belt back at the first game.
Throw my belt away? What's wrong with you? I can sell this to Rick Michaels. He loves belt.
Put it on a gimmick table. So our first guest tonight, let's see, he's the UIW, Universal Independent Wrestling Internet Champion. And I believe has a match. I don't think it's for the title, but he has a match against Frankie Valentine this Saturday. He is also, we talked a little bit about this when he called in briefly a couple of months ago. I believe he is still the champion of BACW, Battle Action Championship Wrestling, which I've watched a good bit of their YouTube stuff over the past month or so. It goes back 2 or 3 years. So the fact that he won Most Improved, and many considered him to be Rookie of the Year in Georgia Wrestling Awards last year. I guess he wasn't really a rookie. He's been doing it a few years, but it wasn't until he made his name known in Platinum Championship Wrestling that most people saw him. That was where I first saw him, of course. And he is in the tournament against this Saturday in Porterdale. And he's in the tournament for the first Monstrosity Championship Wrestling Champion, which will be this Friday at the Wrestling with Pop Culture second anniversary party at Famous Pub. But his name is Fred Yehi, and I'm bringing him on the line right now.
Hey, what's going on?
Fred, how are you tonight?
I'm doing all right. I just got out of the gym, got my little sweat on, about to run into Kroger's, get some chocolate milk and some fruit so I can make a nice smoothie tonight. And chill out and watch the Monday Night Raw.
You're living a wild life, ain't you, Fred?
Just got off of a hiking trip, actually, out in the Sipsey Wilderness in Alabama. We were on a 4-day hiking trip, saw some beautiful sights, saw some waterfalls and some pretty nice canyons. A lot of rough terrain, a lot of uphill walking, but really good experience, but I'm back.
Fred, before we start asking you questions, we have a caller that is indicating he wants to come on, so I'm going to see who we have.
Okay.
Thanks for calling Georgia Wrestling Now. Who is this?
This would be Lethal Dose Strychnine.
Oh, Strychnine, how are you?
Doing all right. I seem to have a bone to pick with a few of your guests this evening. Mr. Fred Yehi, I heard before I ever laid eyes on you, I'd heard people singing your praises from the hilltop and didn't quite, wasn't sure if it was all a bunch of hoopla or if you were the real deal. We fought at Monstrosity last month-ish, and to your credit, I'll say you're a hell of a competitor, but I lost that match, and not exactly happy about the circumstances about that, because for all of the, again, hoopla surrounding you and how great you are, you couldn't exactly seem to get the job done by yourself. I would like you to explain this to me, okay? Go, kid.
Well, what exactly do you want me to explain?
Explain yourself. Why, again, for as great as you seem to think you were, or whatever, whoever that other guy with the bad dick accent, you know, why you decided to bring him into this mix. It was the first time me and you have ever seen each other that day. It's not like we got some long-standing problem. What exactly was the hell of your point in involving someone else?
I don't really know what to say about that other than, hey, you got to get the job done, shattering that glass window and enjoying the process of getting what I want more than getting what I want along the way. That's pretty much my only explanation for that.
We have another caller. I believe this might be someone who can better answer the question.
Awesome. You're damn right it is, son. I can answer any question the lethal dose wants to ask, but in short, what Mr. Frederick Douglass Yehi is trying to tell you is he is sick and tired of folks hitching their wagon to him so he can pull them on as far as they can go. He found a man that would look out for his interest. He accepted that man's offer, which you, Strychnine, had the same chance to do, and you snubbed your nose at it. Fred Yehi is tired of looking at folks that don't look a lot like him, trying to tell him what to do and get him where he needs to go. So he decided to come on home. You just heard the young man say he spent a few days in the great state of Alabama, and you can bet your last money that the Alabama icon is the one that laid the map out for it. So Strychnine, son, you was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
We're going to use great state in Alabama really loosely here. I told you back then that I declined your offer because you're scum. And coming from someone who is known for being scum, me calling you scum means, damn it, you're scum. Okay? And here's a question I really want you to answer. Is, how are you going to run that fat mouth of yours while I tear out your trachea next time I see you? That's fine.
There's a whole lot of folks you got to go to get your hands on the golden pipes, Double D. Mr. Yehi will see to it that them dirty hands of yours is only folding up at wicked clown sign, you like to say, because they broke up before you ever lay a hand on the Alabama icon.
Wow, just right. Shot juggalos. Wow, that's original. But either way, my point being is one day I'll get my hands on you and you're not going to have anybody around to save you. The other thing is Fred Yehi, someday down the road, me and you are going to meet again. And we'll see who's the best.
I don't doubt it.
That's all I got.
I sure don't doubt it. Hope you can show up there to Monstrosity on Friday, and then we can settle whatever score that needs to be settled. So, hey, there you have the offer. Show up there, and then we'll deal with it. How about that?
Well, unfortunately, I've already booked it for Friday, but future holds a lot of opportunities, kid. Our path across, guaranteed. Lethal dose,
oh, yeah,
out.
Yeah, it will. Mm-hmm. That's how right. Tap out.
Well, I appreciate Strychnine calling, but I guess that leads us right into one of many things Fred Yehi has coming up this week. Friday, you did advance in the tournament to crown the first MCW champion at the expense of Strychnine, and you will be taking on a man you're familiar with elsewhere, who in Monstrosity goes by Phantom. Who some TCW fans may remember him as Phantom. And you have quite a bit of history with this guy, actually. So what are your thoughts on that match?
Well, Phantom and I, you know, when I started there at TCW, he was quite a mentor to me. I learned a lot from him, especially joining Damnation. Learned a great deal from Phantom about the business. But I'll never forget the turn of events that went down to Ground 3 when he turned his back on me. And that's what I discovered. You know, I can't just continue on just being a nice guy. You know, I have to take the opportunity by the balls and run with it. And that may explain my actions from that last Monstrosity show. So I never forgot what Casey Phantom did in Ground 3. And but most importantly, I look forward to winning his MCW title. So that's my goal. That's my goal. I know Supernatural is supposed to be a part of this as well, and I'm gunning for him too. I've never been in the ring with Supernatural, but I take pleasure. I'm going to take pleasure in this match, and I'm gunning for both of them, and I'm gunning for that championship.
Right. Well, you face Phantom, and then Supernatural takes on Papa Marco, and then the winners of those matches goes on to the main event later that night. So,
that's what's going on.
So you could very well face Supernatural. You could face Papa Marco, or if Phantom wins, then obviously Phantom will face one or the other. So, but more about Phantom, Casey Kincaid, and a question I didn't know about BACW when you called last time. Matt brought it up, and I went and checked it out since then. But you guys have quite a rivalry going on there for the title of that promotion. So what is that promotion all about?
Just like I addressed the last time, BACW started years ago. I want to say back in 2001. It was just a group of friends, you know, TMB, the Melvin Bell, you know, his younger brother, and some other friends. You know, we started, you know, Melvin had got camera for his birthday, and it just started just goofing around in the backyard, you know, with the trampoline. And then we kept it going. We saved those tapes, and then I remember freshman year in college, we met some other guys out in Columbus, Georgia, and Phoenix City, Alabama, who actually owned a ring, and we just made contact with those guys, and then we would make trips over there like once or twice a month, and we would do like these little tapings there, and they would air the videos on their YouTube channel. And then the chain of events led to us buying a ring from another friend in Savannah, and they were kind of doing the same thing that the guys in Columbus and Phoenix City were doing. So we bought the ring, and then it's just all about just making those connections and just having that kind of environment just to have fun. And that's what it is. It's about just having fun, but also at the same time just polishing your craft as well. But that's how it started. It's interesting just what it's evolved into. It's not just a bunch of like yarders, you know, just grouping up and just, you know, goofing up and just acting like clowns. Like, the guys that we bring in, they're all pretty serious about their craft, even if whether they've been trained, whether they're semi-pro or not. They're pretty serious about their craft, and they really love wrestling. And it's a fun thing, and it's really evolved from what it originally started out as. But it's a lot of fun. It's a group of guys having fun, and the channel is doing so well. We have a partnership with YouTube, and we're looking into something else where we can actually make a good little bit of money on it and turn it into somewhat of an indie thing and, like, actually start paying guys to come in. So it's really exciting just what it's been turning into. And, the next one we're trying to aim for is actually on the 31st of March. That should be the next taping. And the latest that's going on now is what's leading to the final best of seven between BACW and Team Takeover. So it's been a lot of fun. And, again, I'm just really excited about just how it's evolved over time. You know, this goes back to, like, 2001. And, you know, that's, like, 12 years. So it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and for those who haven't seen it, Team Takeover consists of Casey Kincaid, Shane Marks, Jay Fury, I believe. So these are legitimate people who've accomplished quite a bit and would have no reason to do a quote unquote backyard wrestling show, which I guess is why they're trying to take it over. but what is I watched the latest episode today, and I think it said March 9th would be when the next one is posted. And is that the title match between you and Casey?
March 9th is a big title match between Casey Kincaid and I. So that's the big BACW title match. We're just posting up the hype for it. So just be on the lookout for that big match and even the videos leading to that is going to really hype that big match up. But, March 9th is the date for the big match.
Okay.
Did I really see you lift bleachers with people on them in that workout video? Did that really happen, Fred, or was that a camera?
Yes. It actually... that was a little training montage that we shot back in 2010. That was me lifting bleachers. I was at peak condition at that time. I was fresh out of college. You know, I did the collegiate wrestling up in Carolina. And so we did like a little training montage, and that was actually an idea of one of my friends. He said, "Hey, look, I wonder if you can deadlift a bleacher, like bleachers full of people, or what have you." And gave it a shot, and it looked great.
Now, juxtapose that with the fact that at some point on there as well, Charmander got brought into a match from Pokemon.
And, I've seen Charmander a few times on there.
And ultimately met with a terrible, terrible end.
Let's see, so which Charmander match are you referring to?
I believe it was Casey Kincaid that he wrestled? And he got a victory over Casey. And then in the back, they somehow got their hand on the egg. And they chose Charmander once again.
Let's see, from what I remember, Charmander has three matches on our channel. His first one was with myself. The next one was with Ryan North at the Mr. BHCW tournament. And then the most recent one, no, he actually had four matches. And there was Mr. Hardcore, and then there was V. Melvin Bell. So I can recall four matches that he's been in, but he tends to bring, like, good views to our channel because it's just the comedy and just the entertainment aspect. And then the editing that goes into it, Daniel Con Nelson, who he lives out in Macon, Georgia, he does most of our editing, and the guy is phenomenal. The California kid, he is phenomenal, and he really hooks those videos up, and yeah. But that's just for the entertainment aspect of it, and just the comedy, just to get some laughs in, like, you know, wow, that is just ridiculous. But we try to throw that edge in there as well instead of it just being straight wrestling all the time. So, but yeah, BHW is a great place. Like, been really working on my mic skills because, you know, I want to take this wrestling thing really far. So I've really been working on, like, the mic skills and just, you know, the promos, that kind of stuff. And then, of course, like, Steve Platinum and Jay Fury, they've been giving me some coaching on it as well. So that's the place, you know, BHW is where I really hone my craft in every area, you know, so that I can take that and bring it on the outside. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Now, in the first round of the PCW title tournament, you took on Bobby Moore. Was that the first time you guys have been in the ring together?
Bobby Moore? Yes, that was my first time meeting him. The time I got there, never met the guy before, never watched the match. We got there, we beat the heck out of each other. Why do you ask?
You did. Well, that was exactly where I was going with it, because the match was really solid, and it had a nice flow to it. You had really good chemistry, but I don't recall them ever being in the ring together. And there was a point in that match where it looked like you thought about trying to overhead suplex Bobby Moore, and you thought better of it midway through it. It turns into a belly to belly. I was just wondering, what in the hell were you thinking?
Well, of course, Bobby Moore worked the arm a good bit in that match, so trying to get him over for that belly-to-belly suplex that I would typically do, it just wasn't happening. So I had to turn sideways and drive him into the mat.
I thought, if he pulls this off, then they need to give the kid the belt now, because that's a lot of man to get up, and Bobby Moore's not going to let you do anything. Not a single thing are you going to be given in that match.
Yeah, one arm and trying to lift Bobby Moore, it just wasn't really going to work, but hey, I gave it a shot. And I did drive him into the match. I couldn't get him over. I couldn't make a somersault like I was hoping, but hey, it was effective in the end.
But you have got a pretty full plate. As we mentioned, you're in the Monstrosity Tournament. You're still alive in the Platinum Tournament. You have a match with Frankie Valentine in UIW this Saturday. And then, again, you've got a match with UIW on the 16th. Who are you taking on in that match?
I'm facing Jimmy Ray for the UIW Championship. So they're going to give us the time that we were hoping to get the first time we met in UIW. The match got bumped down to like a 10-minute time limit, And, of course, we went that. But, you know, you put Jimmy and I in the ring, you know, you have to give us plenty of time. So we're really looking for this one to be all-out, balls to the wall. So I'm really looking forward to that match. I've improved so much since the since that match that we had in PCW, which was a phenomenal matchup, in my opinion. But I really look forward to facing Jimmy out in UIW for this UIW championship.
And you mentioned that first match.
Is that for the internet title? Or?
It's for the internet championship, that's correct.
Okay.
But that match in Avondale, you know, that was kind of the one where, you know, in the building in Avondale, all of us obviously knew how good you were. And people had started to take notice up to that point. But after that match, it was like Fred Yeha's name was everywhere. Did you feel that?
I was aware of some of the buzz online. I don't really focus on that. I'm just focusing on just bettering myself. I have a long way to go. Like, I've always been really honest with myself. I have a long way to go. I don't allow myself to get too caught up in the hype and the buzz. Like, I hear people saying a lot of times, you know, Fred is this, Fred is that. And I just brush that off, you know, not out of, like, any kind of disrespect. But I have a long way to go. Promos, for example. Classic Pro Championship Wrestling out in Franklin. You know, I got in there with Robert Gibson. I got in there with Robert Gibson, and he was just showing me just some of the simple stuff that I didn't quite learn and I didn't quite get down, you know, when I was coming up in the training. I have such a long way to go. So if there was any kind of major buzz, I definitely wasn't aware of it. I'm not the type that would key my name in on YouTube or key my name in on Yahoo or Google to try to see who's talking about me. That hasn't been my focus. I have a long way to go. I've actually considered pulling myself off of the indie scene just to start training again. I've actually considered doing that. But, again, I just have a long way to go. The match that we had in Avondale, it was phenomenal. The energy in that place was crazy. And even like Jimmy Ray saying what he said in the end, you know, he said that because, you know, there was a bit of sincerity that I felt there. But, again, I'm very aware there is a long way, there's a long road ahead, and there's so much more that I have to learn.
Now you mentioned Classic out there, and you've been teaming with Kyle Matthews a little bit. Is that something that you've maybe thought about going a little further with, or are you just trying to focus on it being out there right now?
I see it as an opportunity, if anything. I'm really more into freelancing, but I haven't really done many tag matches. Most of the time I've been booked as a singles wrestler, which I'm proud of, but it would be great and useful to add that dimension to me as a wrestler. You know, getting to, you know, if I can master tag team wrestling to a degree, it just makes me all the more versatile, and that means I can just do more in the ring, and that's just more knowledge. That's something else I can add, and I can throw into the toolbox, and that's something I can even throw into even my singles wrestling, because I mean they can kind of interchange a bit. But, yeah, I see that as an opportunity, so that's something I didn't shoot down. That's something that's a little out of my comfort zone. Even a triple threat match, if possible, like if I'm throwing a triple threat match, like I don't really try to shoot that down immediately just because it's out of my comfort zone. I just see it as an opportunity. And, yeah, working with Kyle is great. Learning a lot from him, But it's a heck of an opportunity, and I couldn't be – It's definitely a privilege to be paired up with Kyle Matthews. It's a privilege.
Hanging around Robert Gibson's not a bad way to start learning how to be a tag team wrestler either. I think he's done one or two.
Yeah.
Fred, do you know who you're facing this Saturday in Porterdale for PCW?
That I'm not sure. I haven't looked at the brackets. From my understanding, I know Shane Marks, he's advanced. So has Mr. PYB, Pump Your Brakes, he's advanced. And I believe Supernatural won the Battle Royal. So So I'm not exactly sure as to who I'm facing in Porterdale on Saturday. So I guess I'll find it out once I get there.
Okay. Did I see somewhere that you as people may know, you and Drew Adler tied for most improved wrestler last year. Did I see that you guys had a match or have one coming up against each other somewhere?
Yes, we faced each other in AWN just like a couple of weeks ago. We had a solid match. The crowd was a little dead. They kind of sat on their hands. I got a chance to work a little mic work, which was great. It actually went over pretty well. I felt pretty comfortable on the mic once I got on there and started talking. But the other match we had, it went well. Drew's a lot of fun to work with. I've actually gotten in the ring with him before, and we've chained around and what have you. But Drew is a lot of fun to work with. I'm really good friends with his older brother, who we bought the ring from, believe it or not. So working with Drew is it's a lot of fun, and AWN. I know a lot. I've heard like people say things about it, and they weren't really too high up on it. But again, despite some of the things that didn't quite go as well, that'd definitely be a great place to learn. You can get over with that crowd, and that means you're really doing something. So I do. I'm very interested in working there again sometime in the future.
Are there other promotions other than the several we've already mentioned that you are that you're going to be working at anytime soon? I thought I saw something on Twitter about an NWA promotion.
NWA Smoky Mountain, March 23rd. I'm debuting there, and then follow up in April. I'm taking part of a 12-man tournament in Smoky Mountain. Also in April, I was talking with the guy Johnny Brown about going to Kansas to work a show there. So the plate's pretty full. I did my first match with Rocky King about a month back, and I have two shows with Rocky King in April back-to-back. So, I'm really trying to get out there and just learn. The more people I wrestle, just be around different faces or what have you, people who just don't know me and I don't know them, it's just a great opportunity to learn. And that's something I've really been reflecting on. I'm really trying to get out and get away from people who know me and already have this opinion about me. I want to go somewhere where, I'm really going to be challenged to, hey, can you top that? This is the level I want to be at. That's what it was like in TCW. Like, I would watch guys like Jay and Shane and Casey and Dan Only and Chip Day. I would watch those guys, and I would be like, man, I really want to get to that level, and that really pushed me to really work harder. And so that was something I was reflecting on. I really want to get out to these different areas where I don't know these wrestlers, and those wrestlers, they don't know me either, because it's a challenge, and it's a great opportunity.
All right. Well, is there anything else you got going on that you want to mention or any other big matches coming up?
Come out, watch the championship match in MCW on Friday. If you can, make it out to Porterdale. Watch me take on Frankie Valentine. yeah, thanks a lot. I appreciate the end of the year rewards. Sharing an honor with Drew Adler. Thank you. For all who participated in the ballot and what have you, thank you. And thank you for having me tonight on Pop Culture. Thank you.
All right. And you have a T-shirt out, I heard, too.
Yeah.
Where can people find that?
You can find it on the website, the Wrestle of Pop Culture website, I believe.
No. Well, there is this. Yeah, the same. Okay, I'll handle this. Let me find the link.
Yeah, tell me, because I'm still looking for mine, by the way.
It is recognize.com. They also sell Wrestling with Pop Culture T-shirts, but it's
recognize.com. I'm sorry.
recognize.com. And they'll be at the show on Friday. I don't know about the other ones, but. Anyway,
awesome.
Well,
if you ever get over being so lazy, I think you might make something in this business.
I'm glad to hear you started working out, Fred.
I'm going to go strong until I'm 76. That's the plan. I really believe that in my heart. I'm going to go strong until I'm 76. So.
All right, thank
Fred.
You again, Jonathan, and thank you again, Matt. I appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks for calling. I'm sure we will. Was this your second interview ever?
Yes, it's the second one. The first one was a little brief, but
we've got
this
your
was
first
like
and your second interviews ever. We're right here.
That's going to be trivia one day.
Yes.
One of these days. Did you know?
Awesome.
All right, Fred. Well, we'll see you this weekend, and appreciate you calling.
All right, you all be safe. Thank you again for having me.
All right.
All right.
I guess now we will take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we should be hearing from Jacob Ashworth.
Wrestling fans, Anarchy Wrestling television tapings are the second and fourth Saturdays of every month at 4236 Level Grove Road in Cornelia, Georgia. For more information on Anarchy Wrestling and on the shows to watch the television product and a whole lot more, go to anarchy-wrestling.net. That's Anarchy Wrestling, the second and fourth Saturdays of every month in Cornelia, Georgia.
If you're hurt, get the money you deserve. If you're in pain, get the money you deserve. At Terry and Peterman, we're personal injury attorneys who take a professional, thorough approach to your accident and injury claims. Don't call some long-distance law firm or satellite office. Don't trust your claim to just anyone. For a free consultation, call the law office of Terry and Peterman today, 229-247-0386, or go online at www.terryandpeterman.com. The law offices of Terry and Peterman, making things right.
Whether you're having an autograph session, personal appearance, or live event, we got just the person you need to contact for all of those needs. SBI Bookings is home of some of the best stars in the wrestling industry today. They provide you with the best talent this business has to offer, from Kevin Nash, Larry Zbysko, Scott Steiner, and many, many more. So who will you contact next time you're planning an event? The men of SBI Bookings. Check them out at sbibookings.com.
Do you remember Tommy Rich? What about Red Gunkel or Gordon Soley? Can't get those nasty Anderson brothers out of your head? Well, you can catch them again at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Who was on the first party you attended? Who was it under that mask? Remember the first Omni Spectacular or the big main events at the Bell Auditorium? That happened in Columbus on my birthday. Find out at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Whether you want to get back some of your past or maybe you just want to find pro wrestling in your area, check out GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com.
Welcome back to Georgia Wrestling Now. This is WrestlingWithPopCulture.com's Jonathan Williams and Team All You Can Eat's Matt Hankins. We are still awaiting Jacob Ashworth, but he should be calling in just a few minutes. Here he is. Sorry, I didn't know his number, but here is Jacob Ashworth. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Sorry about that. Yes. How are you tonight, Jacob?
I'm doing wonderful, man. Doing wonderful. Just getting in from work and doing a family dinner tonight. And just getting in, guys. What about y'all?
Well, we're not having family dinner. We're maybe after this, but we're looking forward to talking to you. I guess, first of all, congratulations on your in-ring return. And,
thank you very much.
I would say that was a big victory over Strychnine at APW on Friday. How did it feel?
Very much so. It feels wonderful, man. I mean, you know, like I thought I wasn't going to be getting back in there you know, with had that scare, but now that I've actually gotten back into the ring, training, gym, getting back into the grasp of everything, and I'm slowly kind of getting back to where I was. I'm just excited to actually be back in the ring after I thought I wasn't. You know, it's definitely been a dream come true, especially getting to travel with WWE a couple of times this past month. Some things working with them that I could talk about, things I can't. I'm just excited, man. There's things going on in 2013 that I didn't think would be happening, you know, wrestling, WWE, all that. And, dude, it's awesome. I'm glad to be back.
Well, before we talk about the WWE stuff, we have a caller, and I'm going to bring him on the line.
Go ahead.
It would be me again. I couldn't exactly pass up this opportunity to hear Jacob Ashworth run his mouth about his in-ring return. And, you know, I mean, on one note, I got to say congratulations on, you know, doing the stuff with WWE. On the other note, I mean, I'm not a sore loser. Congratulations, because it really does mean a lot to beat me. But on the other hand, I'm still trying to figure out, I mean, the thought process behind your return was to make a name for yourself, and I guess the whole idea when coming to APW, you're shooting for the top of the ladder in the face that company's me. I'm more than used to having a target on my back, but to me, it just seemed like this crying little child that's begging for attention, and I don't know, there's ways more conducive to your health to get it. that's all.
Begging for attention. That's cool. It's all what you think, man. And I'm gonna be honest with you, Strickland. And I'm gonna go ahead and say this: that was one hell of a match that we had Friday. I still have a knot all over my head, but I won fair and square. But I am not, you know, the dickhead that most put me over to be. If you want a rematch, Strick, you got it. Anytime, any place. I'm not scared to fight the Lethal Dose. And anytime, any place, man. Anytime, any place.
Works for me. I mean, it's obvious you, it's not like exactly I can get away with heat from you, because, I mean, you're still running one of the companies I work for. I mean, sounds all valiant that you're granting me a rematch and all that crap, but again, you run the company I work for, so it's not like our paths are going to seldomly cross. It's not like me and Fred Yehi, who we don't really interact much. Me and you, it's destined to happen.
Oh, it's going to happen again.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to meet sooner or later.
Well, I mean, I can't bitch because you didn't do any dirty bastard thing that I wouldn't have done. You stepped on my fucking head, which, again, it's a dirty bastard trick, but I can't lie to you and tell you I wouldn't have done it. So,
I saw the moment.
All I'm saying is I'll give you credit for a hell of a match, but
Same to you.
Just stay ready.
Oh, man, same to you. I'm always ready.
Yeah, us climbing in is going to happen. So,
it's going to happen. We're going to, we'll cross ways in somewhere between now and the next couple of months. We're bound to see each other.
Well, Strickman, I appreciate you calling again, but we do need to talk about some other things with Jacob. So,
that was the last thing I have to say.
Okay. All right. Well, I look forward to seeing you two guys in the ring, because I missed that last one on Friday, so I would definitely like to be there next time it happens. But
you never know.
So prior to your in-ring return, of course, you were on SmackDown, which was filmed the day after Raw was here in Atlanta. So
yes.
What can you say about that? How did you get involved with that? And
I've had bookings with WWE since I did the WrestleMania. House shows, extra spots, not working the TV shows, but just being there, showing up, doing the Regal and Striker training. And they called me 2 weeks beforehand and out of nowhere and asked if I was available for an extra spot. And I told them, yeah. And it wound up being where I had to travel, do the Raw show in Atlanta, and then travel to Jacksonville to do SmackDown and do the Raw, has the training with William Regal, and SmackDown has the training with William Regal and Matt Stryker. And it just kind of popped up, man. They just called, and I wasn't expecting it, to be honest. But, I mean, it was definitely a big surprise. I mean, I don't know how I guess I can count my blessings, I guess. I mean, that's all. I mean, I've been working hard before I got hurt to try, you know, to do more things with them. And they are aware of my injury that I had. They have the doctor papers, and so does everyone else that I've wrestled for. So, but it was, I don't know how I would explain it, but other than a big shock and surprise, because I was not aware of them thinking about me to call me for that, which I want to thank them for. But you know how that goes, man. They call you, and then they don't. So I got my fingers crossed. I'm actually going to be they called me for something for April 15th at the Bible Center, so I have no idea what's going on. So fingers crossed.
So when you said you worked WrestleMania, what exactly did you do? And which are you talking about, WrestleMania here in Atlanta?
Yeah, I did the Triple H entrance. I was an extra. We did the entrance with Triple H. We were all dressed up as Spartans and walked him down the entrance ramp at WrestleMania 27. And then after that, I did Raw in Atlanta before Mania last year. I did that with Jeremy Vane, and we traveled down, didn't get to do nothing that. And then I did a house show, but didn't get to do anything. And then I did here recently, the Raw and the SmackDown. But the biggest part with WrestleMania was just getting to be a part of it. Everybody wants to be a part of it some small way, and I officially, you know, got to be, and I thought that was pretty cool with like 16 other people that we did the spot for. And let me tell you, there's kind of a tangent about that, but that rehearsal just for that easy little spot, we rehearsed from 10 o'clock Sunday night to Sunday morning at 3 a.m. for that little bitty spot. So I can imagine what these other guys are going through rehearsing all these other things. So that was wild.
Wow.
Yeah, that was wild. But hopefully, you know, I'm trying to get out now more shows in Georgia, South Carolina. I want to venture up to North Carolina. There's some great places up there I'd like to work. There's PCW I'd like to get back to. I'd like to work your show sometime, the Monstrosity Championship Wrestling. There's just a lot of places I'd like to get to, you know, get to travel around. I'm trying to get back to where I was because right before I got hurt, I was going everywhere. And I'm trying to get back to that point again, which is kind of hard right now. But that's part of it.
You didn't have just an easy jump back in at injury. What was your rehabilitation like?
I did. The doctors told me, you know, this exercise of the necks, be easy. I didn't really have to go to rehab for it. Like, I didn't have to go see a doctor every day and do these certain things. I just had things I did at home. I did neck exercises until I got up to where I was cleared. I was cleared, and then I started training again with Slim J at NWA Anarchy Wrestling. And that was more of the rehab part, man, because just 6 months out of the ring, and I went back up there my first night training, and I was dead. I forgot how coming back into this business rusty really felt. I never really experienced that. And, man, the first night of training, I was dead. But a lot of wrestling training, cardio, I'd like to thank Slim J for – pushing me, getting back into the ring, Jeremy Vane getting back into the ring. But a lot of cardio and neck exercises. As you see now, my neck is swollen a little bit bigger from doing the exercises. The reason they did that was to tighten up the muscles that are around the neck, to thicken them up, to protect it more. Because, you know, once the crack's there, there's always a chance of getting re-injured.
Now, so, because it was your neck, was mentally getting ready to do it about as hard as physically getting ready to do it?
Oh, yes. It was very, very, very hard. I mean, my first night taking the back bump, because I did it like starting wrestling training all over again. I started doing the cardio, the rolls, with the back bump and taking a flip bump. I really struggled with. First night, I had to get it out of my head, and I kept landing on my head on the back bump. And so Slim was like, no, let's just work on cardio until I got it. And I eventually got it, but I was so worried of re-injuring myself, and to the point where I was like, man, I don't know if I want to go to training tonight. I don't know if this is what I need and what I want to do. But then after I say that, I go back and I look at the film of me on YouTube, of matches and YouTube, and I just get that drive again. And so I went back and did it. And it's like the training tells you, you got to put it behind you. You can't think about it. Because if you think about it, you're going to wind up getting hurt again. And that's exactly what I had to do, just put it in the back of my head.
Now, Strickland mentioned it earlier, you know, he might have been a little harsher than he might have could have been, but he's telling the truth when he says, you know, for that to be your first match back, Strickland hits like a damn truck.
Yeah.
Did you want to do that just so you could say, hey, let me go in here full force and so I can know right off the bat, am I really back or do I need to get ready some more, or is that just kind of what fell in your lap?
That's kind of what fell in my lap. I mean, I knew, you know, what we were going at, and I knew everything that we were trying to build, and I was actually more nervous about that match Friday than I've ever been nervous about anything before, because, you know, you're going in there, I mean, give credit where credit's due, Strickland's one tough man. I mean, he's tough. He's badass. And I was more worried of going in there and getting hurt, messing something up, because it's been so long since I've done anything. But it was there in my lap. I knew I was going to work him, but I've worked him before, and you know, that feel, that feeling that you know you're going to be able to do it. And I went in there and they pulled out, like Larry Goodman told me, he said it looked like, if he hadn't known me, he wouldn't have been able to tell that I'd been out of the ring for 6 months, is what he told me. And I took that, you know, as a great compliment, you know, from coming back from a severe injury to my neck and then coming back and have Larry Goodman tell me that. I mean, I feel like I've accomplished something. You know what I mean?
He certainly would have told you otherwise.
Yeah. And I could have sworn he was going to. And I asked him, I said, well, what'd you think? He looked at me and gave me that look with his eyes, and he was like, it was excellent. And I was like, oh, man, I'm glad you said that. I thought you was going somewhere else with that one. Because I've had matches, and Goodman probably won't remember, but it was been so long ago, like 4 years ago, when I first started working in ring full-time, he buried me. I ain't going to lie. I mean, he flat-out buried me. And now just to come back from a neck injury and to have him say that, I feel like I've accomplished something. I'm not slowing down, and I'm not going to start just because everybody's like, oh, you're doing good, come back from that. I'm not going to slow down. I'm actually increasing my training. I'm actually increasing the weights. I'm increasing my endurance, everything. I want to get to that next level of where I was headed before I got hurt, and that's what I'm heading for.
Well, what do you have coming up next after your in-ring return? Do you have anything this weekend or in the next few weeks?
This weekend I got SWA in East Denali, Georgia on Saturday. I don't know if y'all have heard of that promotion before.
I have.
APW is running on Friday, but I have plans with my wife that we've had for a couple months now. I'm going to a concert. So I'm taking Friday off, but I'll be back Saturday.
Who are you going to see?
It's actually Justin Moore. He's a country artist.
All right.
And I'm wanting to go ahead and say this in case Murder One is listening. I want to get back to Rampage. So if anybody can talk to Murder One, hook me up because I've been trying to message him and Facebook him, and I can't get no callback. So if anybody can talk to him, tell him I'm trying to get back down there.
All right. Well, I think he listens to the show regularly. I'm not sure, but
yeah,
hopefully he heard that.
Listening, Murder, call me.
You used to work Pro Wrestling Resurrection quite a bit as well, and now they're also on Friday nights. Is that going to keep you from doing their show for now, or do you think you'll be able
For now it will, because I'm running, doing things in the show besides wrestler at APW. I'm actually not just commissioner in the show, whatever. I'm actually doing stuff backstage trying to get my feet wet in different things. You know what I mean? You're experiencing more in the business, because you can never stop learning anything. And but I really, and I told Rick Michaels and I told Chris Damian that I really, really hate they switched Fridays, because I liked PWR. I really did. And with everything that happened with the loss of Jason, new building, I just wish I could have been there. I really do, because I know that company had a bad rap for years and for really no reason. And that company had a lot of people talking junk about it for no reason. And they came a long way from where they were, from TNT. And I just really hate that I didn't get to be a part of it. But, you know, things might happen in the future, and I might be back. You never know. You never know how that thing goes. Right now, I'm taking it one step at a time. I'm trying to get back to all these shows that I were doing one way or another.
All right. Well, is there anything else you can say about the WWE stuff? You mentioned you're supposed to do another show in April. Do you know what the role will be?
They called me. I don't know what I'll be doing. It's been called. Like I said, I've been called before, and just go and do the training, and that's it. I mean, just with that, I'll be pleased. You know what I mean? Getting the training with William Regal and Matt Stryker. But just keep your eyes open. I mean,
yeah.
That definitely opened up a door for me in places at WWE that I was really happy for. They were happy with my acting, my selling, my promos. They told me to come back. William Regal and Matt Stryker told me that I have a welcome back. So, and they called me. So I'm definitely going to grab this brass ring, they say, and I'm going to run with it.
What'd you do with the bus tires from Big Show's bus?
See, me and Del Rio, we went and we pawned them, you know. And we went and bought us a couple of cases of tequila. But that, dude, I'm going to tell you, that was one of the most funnest times I've had in wrestling, was getting the trailer. And I don't know if y'all know this, but me, I rode down with Anthony Henry. He was there as well, along with Drew Adler. He was there both nights. I did a match with Drew Adler for William Regal and Matt Stryker. And they liked this, and all three of us got the call back to come back whenever we were available. Adler did, and so did Henry. So maybe one of us three you'll get to see a lot more often. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen, but that's a callback, so there's definitely something going to happen.
Yeah, well,
what a difference few months makes, huh?
Yeah. I just got to work on losing some weight right now. That neck injury, I gained a little bit of extra pounds and trying to get back down to where I was.
Oh,
and that's
just
one thing.
Gear. That's all you have to do is get new gear.
Get new gear?
Just hide it. Yeah, just hide it.
Rick Michaels can make you something that's
he'll make you something that's flattering.
Oh, and I got my work done from Adrian Hawkins, but I definitely am going to try out something from Rick, but I just don't want nothing too flamboyant, if you know what I mean. I love you, Rick. I know you're listening.
All right, Jacob. Well, I guess that's it for what you have going on, but it's good to see you back in the ring and definitely good to hear about all the WWE stuff. So congratulations on all that.
Well, thank you, guys, and thank you very much for having me. I hope I was everything y'all needed to hear and everything. If y'all ever need me again, man, just holler. I'm always a phone call away.
All right, well.
All right, man.
We'll talk to you soon, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, and I hope to see y'all around some shows sometime.
Of course you will.
Porterdale, man. Porterdale is where it's at.
All right, well, yeah, we'll see you out there at some point.
All right, guys. Well, y'all have a good night, and y'all have a take it easy, and God bless.
All right.
See you, man.
All right, later.
All right, well, I guess we are out of time. Next week, Francisco Chiazzo is going to be one of our guests. He is mostly known in Florida, but he's been in, heavily involved in Rampage Pro Wrestling as of late. So it'll be good to talk to him. I think he was also part of the show with the Steel Horse incident. So,
I believe so.
So that's next week. But as we've mentioned numerous other times, there's a lot going on this weekend. APW and PWR on Friday, as well as the Wrestling with Pop Culture Anniversary Party, where we will crown the first MCW champion. Saturday, what all is Saturday? There's UIW.
UIW, PCW.
PCW. And Sunday is, this is not a Rampage Sunday, is it?
No, it was yesterday.
Okay.
Well, unless they're trying to even back up, because I think they're out of phase right now.
No, it is not. That's why we're having Chiazzo on next week, because it'll be the following Sunday. So, no Rampage this weekend, but you can go to GWH News to see all the local listings. Go to WrestlingWithPopCulture.com for all kinds of other stuff. And, you can read Matt Hankins' Beyond Wrestling review, which still does not explain why Danny only did what he did.
I have Zapruder filmed that tape, and I still don't know why he did it.
Well, I'm sure at some point we will get answers.
One of these days.
But we will be back next Monday, 7 p.m., and we look forward to talking to you then.
We thank you for listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com and the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GWH for nostalgia, upcoming events, and more. As always, GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com thanks you for your continued support.